Analytics and heuristics. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines analytics in one of its various subtypes as follows. Analytics. The review of typically large sets of business data using mathematics, statistics, and computer software to identify meaningful patterns in the data to help in decision-making. Predictive analytics. A method of extracting information from existing data in order to identify patterns and predict future outcomes and trends. There are many types of analytics. A basic type is descriptive analytics, which involves compiling information such as for dashboards on what, when, where, how many, etc. Another example is prescriptive analytics, which goes a step beyond predictive analytics by involving AI or machine learning to suggest actions to take or to find an optimum solution. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines heuristics as a form of problem solving in which the results or rules have been determined by experience or intuition instead of by optimization. Heuristics can be used in such areas as forecasting, lot sizing, or determining production, staff, or inventory levels. Heuristic models use experimentation to find an approximate answer. They trade accuracy for speed and ease of calculation. Heuristics applies decision rules in math. These models may or may not be computer-based and are often used when a high-level best guess is all that is needed at a given phase of planning. A heuristic model might also be used to narrow down the possible solutions to a problem so it is easier to define in a more sophisticated model like an optimizer. In other words, heuristics is useful because it can handle broad problem definitions. However, it is not an optimization tool and does not guarantee an optimum solution. Like a web search, heuristics can take a large data set and output just those locations that fit a given set of parameters, such as within so many kilometers of several suppliers and key markets, while also being near a freeway or rail line and so on. The list of qualified candidates can then be used in an optimization tool to find the best location from among a much smaller set. Logistics software often has heuristics built in as a decision support tool, such as to perform replenishment from the closest DC with available stock or flag any customer who would not receive service within 48 hours. A number of analytic and heuristic techniques can help with site selection. Some common methods are discussed next. Cost volume analysis. A cost volume, CV analysis is a type of break-even analysis that compares the fixed versus variable costs of various locations. It can be used in an analysis of a DC or other node to determine the volume of product that needs to flow through the facility to justify its fixed costs. A CV analysis makes certain simplifying assumptions, such as that fixed costs are constant, variable costs are at a steady linear rate, and only one product is being shipped, for example, the average product. Despite this unrealistic simplicity, the results are often good enough to guide decision-making. To start a CV analysis, you need to collect data on the fixed and variable costs of each alternative location. The basic formula for a CV analysis is simple. The concept in play is called operating leverage. High operating leverage means that there is a high proportion of fixed costs to overcome, but higher profits per sale will occur after the break-even point, the point where units sold pay for those fixed costs. Low operating leverage means that there is a higher proportion of variable costs, which allows the break-even point to be reached more easily, but incremental sales will produce less profit after the break-even point. Note that in this analysis, we are just calculating cost versus volume. A cost-volume profit analysis would also consider revenue, but this is not needed to compare location costs. Exhibit 9-41 shows three potential locations for a DC along with their fixed and variable costs per unit. Denver has low fixed costs, perhaps due to low rent, but high variable costs, perhaps due to longer distances to key markets. Seattle has a middle level of both fixed and variable costs. Los Angeles has much higher fixed costs, perhaps due to a highly automated facility, but very low variable costs, perhaps due to that automation and also proximity to customers. Note that the exhibit also lists maximum units, which is a best-case scenario annual forecast for this example. The fixed costs plus the variable costs times the maximum units results in a total cost estimate at that unit level. The crossover points are the key results of this analysis, and they are calculated for each of the pairings of locations being considered. A crossover point is the point where the total costs for both locations are the same at that given volume level. But at higher volume levels, one will be superior, and at lower volume levels, the other will be superior. Exhibit 9-42 shows these crossover points. Crossover points are calculated by making the fixed cost plus variable cost times volume formula for one location be equal to the same equation for the other city, and then solving for the unknown variable volume. The following equation uses the variable x to represent volume. Since volume is on both sides of this equation, you need to solve for x. To do this, you add, subtract, multiply, or divide the same thing from both sides of the equation, as shown in the successive steps below, which results in an equation that has x on one side and all of the known information on the other. Each of the location pairings is then calculated using that formula. We can make sense of these crossover points using a graph. Exhibit 9-43 shows a cost-volume analysis graph with a line for each variable cost rate for each of the locations. Each line starts at the fixed cost level on the left, and the other side of the line is placed at the total cost calculated for 26,000 units. The crossover points are, of course, where the lines cross over. Exhibit 9-43, cost-volume analysis graph. Using a cost-volume analysis graph and knowledge of the crossover points and units can help planners in several ways. If the expected forecast of unit sales for each year of a 3 to 5 year forecast is less than 8,696 units, then Denver is the best location. If it is between this amount and 14,815 units, then Seattle is the best location, but over 14,815 units makes Los Angeles the best spot. The 12,000 unit crossover would be used if Seattle were removed from contention. This would be the crossover point, deciding whether Denver or Los Angeles is the best location. Weighted factor rating method. The weighted factor rating method can be used to place various levels of priority on both quantitative and qualitative factors for a location decision. Higher priority factors will get more weight than those lower in priority. Often, these weights are percentages that sum to 100%. The weight is multiplied by the location score for a given factor. The score could be a rating from 1 to 5, where 5 is the most favorable. Multiplying the weight times the score results in a weighted score. Summing these weighted scores results in a weighted score for each location. This method is often best for narrowing down a long list of candidates so that other methods can be applied to just those locations that meet overall criteria. Center of gravity method. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the center of gravity approach as a methodology for locating distribution centers at approximately the location representing the minimum transportation costs between the plants, the distribution centers, and the markets in order to maximize revenue. The center of gravity method is a coordinate-based system that plots each customer or retail location on a coordinate map or grid. The x-coordinate is horizontal, and the y-coordinate is vertical. Overlaying the coordinate grid on a map results in a set of xi coordinates for each location. The center of gravity method is weighted based on shipping volume. The best location for shipping to all of these locations will be pulled closer to the heaviest volume. Exhibit 9-44 and Exhibit 9-45 show several customer locations along with their centers of gravity based on the volumes provided. Exhibit 9-45, Center of Gravity Map. To calculate the center of gravity, you calculate the x and y coordinates separately using the following formula. The center of gravity coordinates are also calculated for this example. Note that in some cases, the center of gravity will be in a nonsensical location, such as a body of water or a mountain range. The suggested location would be modified to the closest viable location with good shipping lanes and so on. In this case, the largest city in the location, 12-8, is Frankfurt, so this is selected. More complicated versions of this model are available in software. They add other factors, such as locations of suppliers. They replace shipping volume with weight shipped, for example, ton, and shipping rate, for example, ton mile. This requires a more complex equation, but the results are still a suggested set of coordinates. Another example is combining the center of gravity technique with sensitivity analysis to enable what-if scenarios such as what if rail were used instead, making the analysis more dynamic. Regression analysis. Regression analysis is covered elsewhere as a method of forecasting. Basically, it is a way of determining how to predict the behavior of one variable, called the dependent variable, based on information on one or more different variables. These are called independent variables that can be determined and have a certain level of correlation to the thing one wants to predict. The level of correlation is determined using statistical analysis of historical data. For example, regression analysis can be used to find the best fit of a straight line through a set of historical data points on a graph. The equation used to determine the slope and starting point of the straight line can then be used to make a prediction given the current values for the independent variables. Regression analysis can be applied to location analysis, with multiple regression analysis likely being the method that will be needed. The dependent variable can be least cost. The independent variables can be each factor that contributes to cost. A spreadsheet application such as Microsoft Excel TM can be used to calculate the level of correlation and the solution quickly.